नारायण
सागर
दूर करवासी मामे जमाने जरूरी वासे नारायण हैदरी शुरू करो
अस्सलाम वालेकुम माय एल्डर्स ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स I congratulate you on coming to the birthday of our Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad alayhi Muhammad.
Truth has now arrived and falsehood perished, for falsehood is by its nature bound to perish. Imam Mahdi was born on 15th of Shaban in the year 255 Hijra, early in the morning at Azan time in Samarra. Mortimer Dabasi, who was the ruler of that time, heard a lot about the 12th Imam and his revolution, which would eliminate cruel kingdoms and replace them with divine governments. And he also knew that this Imam would be Imam Asadi's son. So he put some spies in his house to report him. Imam Mahdi reports Imam Mahdi's birthday and kill him. His acts was like what Nimrod and Pharaoh wanted to do with Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Moses, and like both of them, he couldn't do it either. That was because Allah wants him alive like those prophets. His mother did not look as pregnant woman during her pregnancy period, so his birth was clandestinely and he grew up in secret. Salawat. His birth story was written in both Shia and Sunni books as this. Hakama Khatun, who was Imam Asadi's sister, was in Imam's house as a guest and prepared herself to leave there. Imam Asadi told her to stay over and said, "Dear aunt, stay here tonight because tonight a baby will be born who is darling near God and he'll bring dead earth to life." She asked, Who is his mother? And the Imam replied, "Najas Khatun." She went into the house again and when saw Najas Khatun, didn't seem as pregnant woman, surprised, and went back to Imam and told him about her wonder. Imam smiled at her and said, "Her pregnancy manifests to you by the morning, because Najas is like Moses' mother, who nobody found out that she was pregnant until the birth time. Because the Pharaoh incised and killed pregnant women to kill him, this boy is like Moses, Salawat." In the middle of the night, Hakama woke up for night prayers. After praying, she found out Najas was sleeping and she made doubt about Imam's words. Suddenly, she heard Imam telling her, "Don't be hurried, faith is imminent." She shied and started reciting Quran. A little bit later, Najas Khatun woke up and formed ablution and started praying. Just before morning azan, she found out about labour pain. Then Imam Mahdi, who is promised of all prophets and imams, and he would do whatever Allah has promised, was born without any contamination. There was an ayah writing on his right arm which came before at the beginning of this post. He put his knee over the ground and his face on the soil and while pointed to the sky by his four fingers and told, "I witness that there is no divinity except God who has no mate, Salawat." So he called Prophet Muhammad and all his grandfathers from Imam Ali till he reached his name and told, "Oh Allah, do whatever you promise me before I finish my job. Determine me in my fight and make the earth full of trust and justice by me." Imam Asadi told his sister to cuddle the baby and bring him. The baby said Assalamu alaikum to his dad while he was in his aunt's arm. Imam took him and patted him and put his tongue into his mouth and asked him to speak. Imam Mahdi replied with this ayah, "And we wish to be gracious to those who are being oppressed in the land, to make them leaders in faith and make them heirs. Salawat. So start your confession to God's unification, prophethood and all imams until his dad. Hakam, our swords and birds flying over his head. And one of them, with Imam's order, took him to the sky and returned after a few days. He asked Imam about this bird and he replied, he was Rul Qudus, who is the greatest angel, and God, Allah ordered him to be with the Imams and help them succeed and train their knowledge. After his birth, Imam Asfali, based on Islamic tradition, dedicated some sheep and distributed them with lots of bread in the Bani Hashim. Because Imam Mahdi's birth was in secret, Imam Asghari wrote some letters to his Shia and his deputy in different areas and announced them his birth. In a letter to Ahmed bin Isaac Gomri, who was a Imam's adjutant in Qom, Imam wrote, my son was born, keep this news by yourself and don't tell anyone. We didn't tell this to anyone but our family because kinship and our friends because of friendship. We wanted to announce this to you so you can become happy like us. Salawat. Also, several times while there was no spies at the house, Imam showed this baby to Shias and introduced him as upcoming Imam. One time when about 40 Shias went to visit him, Imam Asghari went into the house and brought out a handsome child and said, he is your Imam. And sometimes Imam committed him his answer to their questions. Thus they know him and believe him as Imam. In a case, Khamil bin Ibrahim, that was Imam's actually in Medina, went to the Imam's house to ask questions. Imam Mahdi, who was 4 years old on that time and looked handsome, told his name and answered to his questions. Before he answered them, he said, oh God, assist his assist his companions and despised enemies. Ameen. Salawat.